Welcome to the next section on financial management part 1, which is on debentures. So there is always a demand for limited risk investment products which can offer attractive returns. So in view of this, many companies enter markets with debenture issues to raise capital from the markets to fund long-term business investments. In this section, we will cover the following learning objectives. 1. How debentures act as a tax attractive source for long-term debt from a corporate point of view. Various terms which are associated with debentures. Interest and redemption options offered in debenture issues. And the role of debenture indenture. So, what is a debenture? A debenture is nothing but a fixed income debt paper which is issued by the company. Fixed income debt paper. So, it's a debt. And there is a fixed income debt. The issuer here on debenture, the issuer agrees to pay a fixed interest on the investment made by the investor. So as the name suggests, these debentures cannot be converted into shares of issuing companies. However, there is an debenture called the convertible debentures where investors have the options of getting shares in the issuing companies on conversion. The issue of debentures can be both for secured as well as unsecured debentures. As the name suggests, secured debentures are those debentures which are backed by some assets, either fixed, primarily fixed, or some movable as well. So in case the issuer is not able to fulfill his obligation under the debenture that he has issued, the assets can be liquidated to repay the investor's holding. The debentures. But in case of non-secured debentures, obviously, since there is no asset, nothing can be liquidated in case of non-fulfillment of obligation, and hence non-secured debentures carry more risk. So contrarily, in view of safety offered, the secured NCDs or non-convertible debentures, they generally offer lower interest rate compared to unsecured one. Because of the risk parameter. Now many people prefer to get some regular income and they look at NCDs as an option to get regular income. So in case they look for a monthly, quarterly, half yearly or yearly, then they can suitably buy a suitable NCD product for themselves. And if you just want to grow your wealth, you can opt for a cumulative option where the interest earned is reinvested and paid at maturity. That means you won't get periodic money, it will be reinvested and you will get one lump sum amount at the end of the maturity period. In corporate finance, debenture is a medium to long term debt instrument which are used by large companies to borrow money at a fixed rate of interest. The legal term debenture actually originally refers to a document that either creates a debt or acknowledges a debt. But in some countries, the term is now used interchangeably with bonds, loan stock or a note. So in other words, a debenture is like a certificate of loan where it is mentioned that the company is liable to pay a specified amount with interest to the holder of that instrument. Although the money raised by the debentures becomes the part of company's capital structure, and therefore it adds to the net worth, it does not become a share capital because the debenture holders are not the owners of the company. Following are the other terms that we will go through in this section, which is what is fixed income, safety backed by assets, it creates a certain maturity, there's a liquidity by transferable and no voting rights. Obviously, debenture holders have no voting right in the company because they are not the owners but only the lenders of the lenders to the corporate. However, if there is any change in the clause of such lending, then they have a right to participate in the meeting and also vote. The debentures holders also do not have prior claim if the company decides to issue fresh equity shares. Debentures are normally freely transferable by debenture holders. Debentures are large company, it has are also traded on stock exchanges, bringing more liquidity to the market. The interest paid on the debenture is an expense and hence it can be written off against the profit in the company's financial statement. surprisingly, in the Indian Companies Act 1956, it does not provide for any definition of the debenture. So any debenture, stock, bonds and any other securities of a company, whether constituting a charge on the assets of the company or not, as per the Act, are included in the term debenture. Other attribute of a debenture is, a debenture is actually, one can look at a debenture in terms of a movable property which is issued by company in the form of certificate of indebtedness. Most of the debentures are backed by assets of the company issuing this long-term finance instrument. Some debentures are backed by specific assets of the company, while others, they are general claim on all the assets not pledged otherwise. So unless claims of debenture holders are satisfied, payments cannot be arranged for common stockholders. Debenture holders are actually the creditors of the company, and therefore they do not have right to vote, and they do not possess any controlling power over the company. They also do not have the privilege of attending the AGM of the company. Interest paid on debenture is a charge against income of the company or expense, and hence it is paid before the earnings before tax. This attribute turns this source of finance very attractive to customers because it can lower its taxable liability. The debenture certificates needs to specify the date of redemption for repayment of the principal and specify date on which the interest on the capital of the instrument. Failure of a company to repay a bond after its maturity date effectively means that the company is bankrupt, and bondholders who have not received their interest can actually throw this company into bankruptcy or seize the assets if it is stipulated in the contract. A secured debenture obviously is a one which specifies the assets that are pledged to the bondholders in the event of default. Very rarely are these pledged assets sold and proceeds distributed to debenture holders. Instead, when default is likely, the company arranges for reorganization of its capital structure and existing claims are satisfied by issue of new equity or a new security. Because we don't want companies to become bankrupt. Therefore, most of the management in these companies, if they are not able to pay to the debenture holders, restructure its capital. Debentures are released on electronic forms, and if issued by large companies, they are also listed on stock exchange, thus bringing liquidity to the investors. The trades in debentures take place in their DMAT form. Payment of specified interest and return on capital on maturity is arranged by direct transfer to the investor's bank account through direct credit, ECS, RTGS or NEFT mode, like in the case of dividends to preference and ordinary shareholders. A company wishing to issue the debentures needs to enjoy a good credit rating in the financial markets. Obviously, if you are satisfied that the company has the capability to repay you, you will invest in that kind of company. Companies seeking to raise this money through debentures also have to get their issue rated by rating agencies like CRISIL, ICRA, CARE or Fitch. Debentures with higher ratings are more safer, as it means the issuer has the ability to service its debt on time and carries lower default risk. Any Indian company can raise money through debentures if it has a tangible net worth of more than 4 crores and has been sanctioned loans by banks or financial institutions which are classified as standard asset and not as a bad debt. What are the various terminologies associated with long-term debt? The first terminology which you will have to understand is the call option. What is a call option or provision? A call option is that provision which allows the company to retire the debenture holders before its date of maturity. So for example, if a company has issued a debenture of 5 years and for reasons as we go along, why would a company do that? And that debenture has a call option. So if the interest rate in the market at the end of 3 years is lower than what interest rate I am paying to the debenture holder, and if the call option is available, then as a corporate, I can give back the principal to them and issue a fresh security with lower interest and take other investors who can invest. So obviously, if this provision is included in the indenture, and what is indenture we will see later on, of the debenture, the company has to offer a premium of 5 to 10% over par value at the time of redemption. They have to offer some premium, otherwise why would people invest? Because if the interest rate is going up, obviously you are getting a lower interest because you are not matching the higher, the company is not going to match the higher interest. Conversely, if the interest rate falls down and if there is a call option, the company may just give my principal back, and then for my reinvestment of that money, I'll have to reinvest at a lower interest. So why would I like to invest in such a scenario in this paper? So as explained, the option is normally exercised after a lapse of few years from the issue, and when the ruling interest rate in the market allows the company to obtain funds at a rate cheaper than the coupon rate. Convertibility. Companies adopt a subtle method of reducing outstanding debt by introducing convertibility clause in the indenture of the debenture. This clause allows them to convert outstanding debentures into common stock at rates specified in the indenture. For example, one equity share for 5 units of debenture. When the company converts debenture into equity, it does not have to pay cash to the bondholders, and thus its liquidity remains unchanged. Now, instead of paying interest from the income before tax, it has to pay dividends from tax earnings as tax benefit is lost after this conversion. Coupon rate. Coupon rate is nothing but an interest rate. It reflects the actual rate of interest payable on the principal amount to the debenture holder. The extent of which the rates of interest prevailing in the market fluctuate from this coupon rate is reflected in the market price of debenture and is a point of discussion in some other sessions. But in this, needless to say that the difference between the coupon rate and the market rate, the interest rates, is reflected in the price of the debenture. So the price of debenture could go up or come down from its par value. Usually the coupon rate is fixed throughout the life of the bond. Interest can be paid at different frequency. In India, most of the a large portion of papers are semi-annual interest payment. Tenor. Tenor is the length of time till the maturity date, is referred as a tenor. A debenture that matures after 10 years for repayment carries a 10-year tenor. Indenture, it's a bond agreement, is supplemented by much detailed document termed as bond debenture. So in the bond indenture, it spells out collaterals pledged for the issue, what are the various methods of repayment, what are the restrictions on the company to protect interest of the debenture holders. What is a trustee? A trustee is a financially independent person appointed to administer the provisions contained in the above indenture. So it's obviously the company cannot have a separate contract with every bondholder. So therefore, you have something known as indenture. An indenture is normally a contract signed with the trustee. Trustee represents the bondholder at a very high level. The trustee is more often a bank or some other financial institution of reputation. If the company breaks the agreement set forth in the bond indenture, the trustee can sue the company on behalf of the bondholders. We'll go little detail on debenture indenture because that is the core detailed document which lists down the rights and responsibility of both the company and the debenture holder. So a bond indenture is a legal document or contract between the bond issuer and the bondholders that records the obligation of the bond issuer and the benefits owed to the bondholder. It also includes the details of rights of ownership as well as rights of the bondholder to receive interest and principal payments in the future. It is normally created during the bond issuing process when bond issuers are receiving approval from state and central government to issue bonds to public. After the size of bond is authorized by the applicable government agency, the company issuing the bonds must construct a bond indenture. A bond indentures are not issued to individually bondholders because it will be very impractical to do it. That is why bond indenture is actually issued to a trustee or third party that represents a bondholder. The trustee normally is a bank or some other financial institution. If the company breaks the agreement set forth in the bond indenture, the trustee can sue the company on behalf of the bondholder. The indenture specifies a lot of important features of the bond, such as the maturity date, What are the timings of interest payments, methods of interest calculations, callable or convertible features if applicable, and so forth. The indentures also contains all the terms and conditions applicable to the bond issue. Other critical information included in the indenture includes the financial conveyance that govern the issuer and the formulas for calculating whether the issuer is within the conveyance or not. If there is a conflict between the issuer and the bondholders, the indenture is the reference document which is used for conflict resolution. As a result of this, the indenture contains all the minute details of the bond issue. The bondholders can also voice complaints to the trustee in an effort to raise legal action against the issuing companies if they feel aggrieved. What are the various types of debentures? So, debentures are issued by company in many forms of bonds with varying features as regards to interest rate or payments, redemption values or methods, and tax burden on the interest income. All of them are not necessarily common to India, and therefore we have some 7 categories of debentures as described in the next section. The first type of classification of bonds or debenture is a zero coupon bond. Now, zero coupon bond is a type of bond that does not pay interest at all, but instead it is issued at discount to the par value. So, for example, a zero coupon bond with a 10,000 rupee par value and 10 years to maturity is trading at 6,000 rupees. Now, if you buy this bond, you pay 6,000 rupees today, and at the end of 10 years, the bond will be worth 10,000 rupees. The difference you can see is actually the interest, but you don't get separate interest. Now, the issue price of zero coupon bonds is inversely related to their maturity period. Therefore, longer the maturity period, lesser would be issue price, and vice versa. The other type of bond classification is a deep discount bond. They are actually similar to zero coupon bonds. However, these debentures, the discounts offered at the time of issue is on par value and larger and corresponding maturity period longer. IDBI actually set a record by offering bonds of face value of 0.1 million for just ₹2,700. The maturity period of these bonds was 25 years. The third type of bond classification is the floating rate bonds. Now, floating rate bondholders receive interest at the interest rate which varies with the interest rate prevailing in the money market. The interest rate which are paid to the bondholder at regular interval comprises of interest rate available in the market and the spread, which is the rate that is fixed when the price of the bonds are being determined. This spread are constant till the maturity period of the bond. The upper and the lower limit of the interest rate on such instrument is termed as collars. So this is a graphical representation. So you have bonds or debentures based on interest payments. So one is on the rate and second is on frequency. On the rates, you have fixed rate debentures, floating rate or zero coupon. In frequency, you could have a cumulative or non-cumulative. If it is based on redemption, you could have a convertible, non-convertible or partially convertible debentures. The fourth type of debentures are government bonds. Now, these bonds are issued by government of a country in its own currency. They are usually referred to as risk-free bonds because government is issuing them. The bonds which are issued by national governments in foreign currencies are referred to as sovereign bonds. So, many public undertakings have issued bonds in the market to raise finance. A major part of these bonds is placed with financial institutions. They are also offered to the public. Interest is taxable, but often tax-free government bonds are issued to attract more funds. The fifth part is cumulative or non-cumulative bond. As the word suggests, so in cumulative bond, the bondholders do not get interest at regular frequency, but the interest so declared is reinvested again, and at the end of the tenure, the bondholder gets a big lump sum money. In case of non-cumulative debentures, interest is paid at regular intervals, and at the end of the maturity, the principal is paid back. Convertible debentures, as the word suggests, Here, the bonds which are issued are converted into equity shares of the issuing company after a predetermined period of time. Convertibility is a feature that companies may add to bonds they issue to make them more attractive to buyers. It's a special feature that the corporate bond may carry. So, as a result of this advantage, an investor enjoys from the ability to convert. Convertible bonds are typically offer low interest rates than the non-convertible bonds. Convertible debentures, these provide advantage to company to source long-term funds at a lesser cost, defer sale of equity stock and prevent dilution of earnings available to the current stakeholders. So this now we are looking from the angle of the company. It is not necessary to create reserves for redemption of debentures because there is no cash outflow that takes place. So investors in convertible bonds enjoy threefold benefit in the form of 1. Certainty of income, 2. Priority in claim on company's income, and 3. At the end of the tenure, a chance to share in company's earnings on the conversion. This option can be also used for full amount of debenture or only part of it, say 50%, 25%, and hence they are also known as partly convertible debentures. The remaining part, it has lost attraction and often referred to in money markets as KOKA or empty box. Convertible debentures, zero coupon version of convertible debentures are also used by some companies, and non-convertible, obviously these debentures carry higher interest rates as investors do not have an option to convert into company's equity. What are the benefits and drawbacks of debentures? So issue of debentures for financing long-term needs provides certain benefits and also comes with a little drawbacks to the companies, and these are given below. So first let's look at the benefits. Interest payable on debentures is obviously tax deductible expenses, unlike equity and preference dividends which are paid out of profit after tax. So this is one of the most important benefit which a company uses so that it reduces their tax liability while looking at alternate modes for long-term financing. The debenture holders also do not get any control of the company as they do not possess any voting rights. So thus, if you issue debentures, you do not dilute the control. So liability of a company to the debenture holder is very limited to the agreement which they have of paying off back of principal after some time and interest during the period. Now, value that is created by the company by using such type of financing stays with the company and its equity holders. The maturity period of debentures can also be tailored to match with company's fund requirement. This flexibility again makes this instrument attractive, so companies select most beneficial source of long-term capital. Debentures also provide protection to company against inflation as the interest burden stays constant throughout the maturity period of the instrument. Debentures are also beneficial to investors as they provide to the investors to earn 2-3 percentage points higher returns than other fixed income instruments such as bank deposit. Investors can also use them wisely to diversify their debt portfolio. Now, what are some drawbacks? For an issuer company, debenture creates a permanent interest and principal repayment obligation. Failure to meet these commitments in adverse circumstances can result into financial embarrassment and in some cases firm's bankruptcy. Issue of debentures to meet long-term need for finance increases issuer company's debt equity ratio. As a result, the debenture issue raises cost of equity to the firm. Company's credit rating also stands corrected in the money markets. In an unlikely possibility of low inflation, the issuer company is forced to pay interest on debentures that is higher than the one prevalent in the depressed market unless it has a callable option. And all throughout the maturity period, debentures carry a fixed rate of interest as stated in its indenture. So there is no option to reduce the interest rate to match the market. We now look at an example of two debenture issues by big companies. So the first one was by HDFC. So who's HDFC? It's a company's largest mortgage lender, And the bid they raised, they wanted to raise 5,000 crores via non-convertible debenture and warrants. So the detail in the bid was that the committee of directors have given the right in accordance with the SEBI regulation, and they will open the high for NCDs and warrants to qualified institutional buyers or QIBs up to 5,000 crores. It is mentioned that we will issue, offer and allot warrants exchangeable for equity shares simultaneously with secured redeemable non-convertible debenture of face value of rupees 1 crore each to the QIB by way of qualified institutional placement or QIP in the filing. In case warrants are exchanged with equity shares of the company, it would result in maximum issues of 3.65 crore equity shares of the face value of rupees 2 each of the corporation. The floor price of the warrant shall be rupees 1189.66 per warrant. It was added in the filing. The company also said that the NCDs will mature in March 2017, while the exercise period of the warrants will be 36 months from the date of warrants, allotment of warrants. It also said that the bidder will be entitled and eligible to apply for at least 7,300 warrants for each NCD applied for in the issue. The HDFC Limited will use these proceeds from the issue to boost lending operations and meets its future capital needs. So that gave you an explain on they have said that they wanted to have 5,000 crore. They wanted to raise 5,000 crores via NCDs and warrants. And they said, what does this warrant mean? And NCD, and it will be issued to qualified institutional buyers, so not for retail, through a QIP. And at what rate it will be exchanged? And if it is exchanged into equity shares, how much equity shares will have to be issued? And at what is the flow price? And how this money will be used? So the filing mentions all this. The second one is of Axis Bank. So Axis Bank, in its resolution passed in October 30, 2015, allocated 30,000 senior unsecured redeemable non-convertible debentures series 2 of the face value of rupees 10 lakh each for cash at par, aggregating to 3,000 crores on private placement basis. So they did a placement privately. The said debentures will be listed on wholesale debt market segment of the BSE Limited and NSE, and the debentures were rated at AAA by CRISIL, CARE and ICRA. Usually for equity investors, this is how Axis Bank has listed its debentures. There is a separate type of debentures, a new concept which is called the bonus debentures. In case of equity investors, bonus normally comes in form of bonus shares. Therefore, X number of bonus shares on Y number existing shares held. NTPC came up with this new concept. It declared the issue of bonus debentures to its shareholders. A bonus debenture is nothing but a free debt instrument issued by company's shareholders as a reward. When the company declares a bonus debenture, the shareholders will receive bonds from the company for a specified face value. Interest will obviously be paid on these debentures every year. They will be redeemed after a specific period of maturity, when one time lump sum payment will be made. So just looking into this example, suppose you hold 100 shares of NTPC, you will receive 100 debentures with a face value of 12.5 rupees each, and therefore valued at 1250 rupees. Now the interest paid on this debenture is a floating rate. So the interest is pegged at 50 basis points higher than the prevailing yield of 10-year G-Sec bond. Debentures will be valid for 10 years and will be redeemed in 3 installments, at the end of which the total sum you would have received is 1250. So similar type of debentures, bonus debentures, are issued by other companies like HLL, Britannia, Blue Dart and Dr. Reddy's Lab. So bonus debenture, why someone would issue? It serves many purposes. So one is, as the debentures are redeemed after many years, the company will not see its reserves come down at one go in case like in bonus shares. Here the company will be able to hold on to them for expansion projects. Two, it manages now to borrow from shareholders at a lower rate. Three, the interest paid to such bonus debenture is also an expense, and it reduces the tax incidence. The shareholder gets free interest earning bonds because the debentures are fully secured. The companies can also list the debenture on exchange, and therefore some liquidity can be created. However, it's not so liquid as it looks like. And unlike bonus share, a bonus debenture issue does not increase the equity share base, which dents the earning per share. Therefore, they do not skew return on equity or bump up valuations. The drawbacks of bonus debentures are, bonus debentures do not sound like an all-round winner, but there is certain flip side. When a company declares a bonus share issue, the entire lot of shares is credited to you at a zero cost. If you sell them, you can start, you make money. These gains are tax-free if you hold them for more than a year, as they are equity instruments. But for bonus debentures, the redemption amount will come only at the end of the period, which can be very long, 10 years as the example. So in NTPC's case, the interest is linked to G-Sec yields. The amount will fluctuate year on year, and they do not, bonus debenture also do not enjoy similar tax breaks like bonus shares. Under income tax rules, the amount of bonus issue is considered to be deemed dividend, and at first it will attract dividend distribution tax. Two, the interest will be taxable in your hands, in your slab rate, just like any other fixed deposit instrument. Next, as I mentioned before, the debentures are listed on the stock exchange, but due to lack of trading volumes, there is hardly any liquidity. However, again, assuming that you manage to exit at a profit, a short-term or a long-term capital gains tax will apply. In order to calculate the gains, it is unclear what exactly will tax authorities determine as an acquisition cost. Will it be 0 or 1250 in our example? Hence, it's still not very clear. Some organizations do use it. But debentures as a form of long-term capital raising is very popular. Some examples are PVR, LIC Housing Finance raised some 47,000 crores. Syndicate Bank bonds worth 1000 crores was fully subscribed. So to summarize, the legal term debenture actually originally referred to a document that either creates a debt or acknowledges it. But in some countries now this term is used interchangeably with bonds, loan stock or note. A debenture is nothing but like a certificate of loan or a loan bond, evidencing the fact that the company is liable to pay a specified amount with interest. The money raised by issuing debentures becomes part of the company's capital structure and also added in its net worth. However, it does not become share capital. Debenture holders do not have right to vote in company's AGM. A debenture can also be looked at as a movable property issued by company in form of certificates. Debenture holders are creditors of the company. Interest paid to them is a charge against income of the company or expense, and hence paid from earnings before tax. Failure to pay a bond on maturity effectively means bankruptcy. A secured debenture is the one in which it is secured by a specific assets or a general assets of the company. Call option is a provision that allows the company to retire the debenture before its date of maturity. Convertibility clause allows the company to convert its debentures into equity shares. Coupon rate is the rate of interest payable on the principal amount to the person who has taken the bond, debenture holders. Maturity denotes the period after which the issuer has to repay the principal amount to the bondholder. Nominal principal, par or face value is the initial value of the bond. Put option allows the holder to redeem the debenture at a specified time before its date of maturity. A bond indenture is a legal contract which is issued between which is done between bond issuer and the bond holders, and normally it is done with a trustee. Zero coupon bonds carry no interest obligations. They are often issued at discount. Cumulative bondholders do not get interest at regular intervals, as all interest are accumulated and paid at the time of the maturity. Convertible bonds are bonds that can be converted into equity shares. Convertible T-clause is very attractive for profitable companies from an investor point of view, because they can get shares after a certain period of time. Non-convertible debentures carry higher interest rates, as investors do not have an option of conversion to company's equity. Debenture as a long-term debt has many benefits to the corporate as well as to the investors. The major drawback of debenture for issuing company is that it creates a permanent interest and principal repayment obligation. It also increases issuer company's debt equity ratio and therefore decreases its credit rating. Usually for equity investors, bonus comes in free bonus shares, but sometimes debentures was also issued to shareholders by NTPC. With that, we come to the end of this section. Thank you.